to pay. So therefore, it's good with Meya. There's a difference between Achrayis Nechosim and not Achrayis Nechosim. But now the Gemara asks the question, if so, if we're afraid for this thing, that when you have an Achrayis Nechosim, maybe it's the wrong time, the wrong date. So Marius Kasha then, Kol Shtorid Yosla Kamon Nechesh Lo Hochi. Every single shtar that comes in front of Bezin, also we should be afraid of such a thing. That even though it says that the loan took place in Nisan, let's be afraid that the loan really first took place in Tishrei, and the Nechosim in between is not Meshubed. So Gemara says, no. Kol Shtori Lariya. Every shtar, when it comes to Bezdin, it comes that the Malv himself has the shtar and shows up in Bezdin. So there's no race, so there's nothing bad. Nothing bad happened to that shtar. So then we're not afraid to say it was written the wrong date. But Hani Reya, but over here that the shtar was lost. Since the shtar was lost, that shows us that something may be wrong with the shtar. Like Rashi says, because in the dim hoya kosher, hoya nizaboy, if the shtar would have been 100% okay, such a shtar you watch carefully. Since this shtar was not watched so carefully, that's why you lost it, here we have to be afraid maybe something was wrong. So here we have to be afraid, Rabbi May holds, that if there's an achrayis nechosim written in the shtar, we have to be afraid that the shtar was written beforehand in Nisan, and the money was first given over in Tishrei. So we have to be afraid then that the malva may come and take away the lekucha, the property that was sold before Tishrei, shalei kedin. That's why the Meir says we don't return such a shtar. Zmeras Akasha, Eloha Ditznan, that's the belonged to the Gemara Bava Basra, that kois vin shtar leloive, that there's such a locha that the Bezdin or the Sefer has the right to write up a shtar to the Leiva, even though the Malva is not there. In other words, the Leiva says, listen, I want to borrow $1,000 from Shimon, and I know he's not going to lend me the money unless I have a shtar. So the Sefer of Bezdin has the right to write up a shtar right now for Leiva. Right now, Reuven should have the shtar on hand. In other words, that later, tomorrow, whenever he goes to Shimon, to the Malva, to say, I want to borrow $1,000 from you. So the Malva will say, okay, let's write up a shtar. The Leiva says, here, I have the shtar written up. So the Bezdin, the Sefer, has the right to write a shtar, give it over to the Leiva, even though the Malva is not there. So the question is, Heichi Kasminen, how do we let them write up such a shtar like that? Nechesh, why aren't we afraid? Shema kosev lil vois benisan. Like the Leiva says, write up a shtar right now today in Nisan, because I want to go and borrow money from Shimon. But maybe v'lo lova Tishrei. But maybe l'maisa Shimon will first give him the money in Tishrei. And now they're going to use this shtar that was written in it, that they borrowed the money in Nisan. If so, v'yos l'mitra l'kuchos shalei kedin. It's going to come out, he's going to go and collect l'kuchos shalei kedin. It's going to come out now that the Malva has the right with this shtar to collect l'kuchos, the property that the Leiva sold all the way back from Nisan, even though really the loan first took place in Tishrei. So it's a kasha. If we're afraid for such a chsarin, then how over there is it good? So Gemara says, Amar Rabasi, I'll tell you, that Mishnah over there is talking about Bishtori Hakno. That's talking about a special case, Bishtar Hakno. Rashi says, Shemakna loy nechose mehayoyim. Ben yilva, ben lo yilva, yigva mehem lo yoyses man mehayoyim. Over there, the Mishnah there is talking about in Bava Basra, when the Leiva right now made a special rug in the Shtar, Shtar Hakno, that I'm being makna right now my karka to that choyv. In other words, even though I don't borrow the money right now, I'll first borrow the money later on, but right now from this man, when I'm writing up the shtar, I'm b'makne all my kakois to make a shibud for that loan. So even though the loan first takes place later, in this case, the malva has the right to collect lekuchas from the property all the way back from the time the shtar was written. That's called shtari hakno. So a shibud nafshe, because the leiva right now is being mishabed all his property to this choyf, even though it didn't take place yet. But since the loan will take place later, he's mishabed himself right now. So that's why it's good over there. So where's the question? Our Mishnah here that says, "Im yesh be'machrayis nechosim layachzer." Our Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, that if somebody finds a shtar that has nachrayis inside it, you're not supposed to return it. The Yekidna, and we said the pshat. Now Mishnah is talking about even in the case kishachayiv moida. We're talking about that the laver admits that he had the shtar written up, that the Leiva really borrowed the money. Or Mishum, and what are we afraid about? Why do we say pshat before in Rabbi Meir? Why are you not supposed to return such a shtar? If the Leiva admits that the shtar was written up, kedin, he really borrowed the money, why can't you return it? Or Mishum Shema, cause the lil vayis benisim lelavah Tishrei, because we said that maybe the loan really first took place in Tishrei. And in the shtar, it was written that he borrowed the money in Nisan, 6 months before. And therefore, we're afraid the Osi Lemitraf Lekuchas Leikedin. We're afraid that will come and collect the Malva, will collect from the Lekuchas, from the people that bought property off the Leiva this last 6 months, since in the Shtar it's written that the loan took place in Nisan. if it took place in Nisan, there's a shibut chal right then. So any property that was sold from the leiva, the malva has the right to collect. So that's what we're afraid about, and maybe Chalek Kedin, because really the loan first took place in Tishrei. The question is, Amai, why are we afraid about that? Amai lo yasser, why shouldn't we return it? Nevse, let's take a look at the shtar. If in the shtar it's written beferish that the Levi was makne, all his kakois, for the shibud of this loan, hoshibud le'nafshe, then the Levi did it, he was meshabed himself. So I don't care if the loan first took place 6 months later. Even if the loan really took place 6 months later, but hoshabed le'nafshe, the malva, or the Levi already, was mechayiv himself, gave a shibud, gave that kinyan in his kakois for this loan, so then it should be okay. And ibishtar de loy hakno, Elamai, you want to say we're talking about the case here is that in this shtar it was not written in shtar hakno. If so, then lech lamechesh, then we shouldn't be afraid that maybe the shtar was written up before the loan really took place. So Armit, because then you say kilekem malva badei lekasvinam, that you're telling me now that when the malva is not there in front of the life, in other words, if they're not really lending the money, we don't write up a shtar. You're answering me that the only time we write up a shtar to the leiva before the loan really takes place is only if the leiva himself is meshabed himself. But if the leiva himself is not meshabed himself, he doesn't write a shtar akonor, then Bezno the Seifa has no right to write up a shtar before the loan takes place. So then now Mishnah, what are we afraid about? Even though it's nachrai is written in the shtar, if it's a shtar hakonor, so he's allowed to return it because it was shibud was chal before. And if it wasn't written in the shtar hakonor, then for sure the shtar was only written up at the time the loan really took place, when the malva was there. So again, what are we afraid about? Why don't we return such a shtar? So Gemara says, Omale Rav Hatzir, Rav Hatzir answered back, Af agav the story, belav hakonor, kileke malva b'hadei lekasvinon, even though true, that's the halacha, that's the way the sefer of Bezin is supposed to act. That a sefer or bezin does not write up a shtar to the leiva if the malva is not there, unless they make a shtar hakno. If the leiva does not want to be maknolus property right now, then the sefer is not supposed to write up the shtar. That's what they're supposed to do. But in the case of Al Mishnah but Masnisin, Kivan the Nofal, and now Mishnah, we're talking about that the shtar fell. We're talking about now that the malva lost his shtar. It fell. Like we said before, there's a reisa. Something bad happened here. If so, Israeli, like something bad happened to the shtar, like Rashi said before, that leads us on to believe that something's wrong with the shtar. Because if the shtar would have been 100%, you don't lose it. Says so, v'chashin and dil me'ikri v'kosev. Then Rabbi Meir holds in our Mishnah, we're afraid that maybe here the leiva got himself a sefer that did write up the shtar. Even though the leiva was not makne the shibud right now, still the sefer wasn't makne upon this halacha, and the sefer had the shtar written up. So in such a case, we're afraid that since there's nachrayas nechosim in the shtar, and really the loan we're afraid took place 6 months later, so then the malva will collect the mishubadim shleikedin. So therefore, in this case, we're afraid to return the shtar. That's Pshat HaMishnah, according to Rabbi Meir. This is one shot. Now the Gemara says, Abaye Romar, Abaye says another terrace. Abaye says the Yisoid, Abaye Romar, Eidov, Bichasumov, Zochim Loi. The Eidim, when they sign in the shtar, the signature in the shtar alone is Zocha, makes the Shibbut Chal automatically. Even without a shtar HaKno. Whenever the Eidim sign in the shtar, the signature of the Eidim, they make the Shibbut Chal. V'yafilu shtore delav hakno. Even in a case where the leiva does not speak out the feirish that he wants to right now give a shibud in his karka, even if he doesn't speak it out, still the signatures of the eidim have this power. The Rashi says, that you have a right to write up a shtar for the leiva, even though the malva is not there. In other words, even though the loan does not take place, still the leiva has a right to have a shtar written up. And even if you want to go and collect Mishabodin for right now, today's date, and he didn't borrow the money yet, until Tishrei, still he's doing the Kedin. So Rashi says, why? Because Abayi holds the aid of the Chasum Zochanloi. That means, Miyoim Shechasmuhu, the day the Eidim sign in the Shtar, Zochanloi HaShibud. Right away, the Shibud, the right for the Malva to collect this property is Chal right now, takes place right now. Even though the actual loan first takes place 6 months later, still it's okay. That's a bayis chiddush. That even without a shtar hakno, it's an automatic thing that whenever the eidim sign at such a shtar, the eidim have a right to make the shibud.
Yeah. And the Gemara says, what does Abai say this for? Mishum the kashle, because Abai had a question. Kivin the yarmit, because not like the question Abai said the way you want to learn pshat. Kivin the yarmit, the story the lav hakano, because the way you were learning pshat before, that if the shtar does not have a hakano written inside it, then kileisi lamal vavadei lekasvinon, that according to you, that the din of bezdin is or the sefer, that they're not supposed to write a shtar for the loiva, unless the loiva says clearly he's going to be making the shibud right now. If so, lekal lemeches dikri v'kosif. So by all this, so we should not be afraid on our Mishnah that maybe the sefer did it. But if the law can read that you're not supposed to, so for sure a sefer wouldn't have done it. That's why by learns Shtar our Mishnah. But even though the Shtar our Mishnah does not have a Haknor written inside it, so then what should we be afraid about? Somebody says, yes, still we're afraid, because Abaye holds you don't need a shtar haknor. Even though it's not written inside the shtar, still we have to be afraid that if the shtar was written up earlier than the loan took place, and the Eidim signed inside the shtar, says so, the Shibud is chal right then, the time the Eidim signed inside it. And we'll soon see, soon the Gemara says, the kasha and Abaye, it's all gufa kasha. If so, according to you, Abaye, it's gufa kasha, why don't we return the shtar? Like, what are we afraid about? If we're talking about now that the loiver admits to the shtar, so what are you afraid about? That maybe the shtar was written earlier, but you are by say even without a shtar hakunor, whenever the eidim sign on the shtar, right away the shibud is chal from then. Since the Gemara is going to ask something according to Abaye, like what is Abaye really making it better? This was some seed. Now the Gemara asks another question to Abaye. The Gemara asks now according to you, Abaye, elho v'tinan. That we learn the Gemara later. Gemara Gittin, mod so gittin noshim. If somebody finds in the street a get isha, or else v'shechruri yavodim. Somebody finds a shtar that somebody freed his evet. Or else daitiki, you find a will in the street. Rashid Savoy Shimra, a person that's dying, he writes his will. Or else matona, you find a present, a shtar matona. Rashid, that means a healthy person. Fishovin, or else you find the receipt that the shtar was paid up already. So look, if you find these things in the street, it says, Hareza layachzer. You're not supposed to return them. You don't return to the ish, you don't return to the husband. Why? Because shemak suvim hoyu, v'nimla chalayim shalitnam. Because maybe the people wrote up the shtar, maybe the husband wrote the shtar to give his wife, but he never gave it. Maybe the shtar matana, he had on that to give somebody a present, he wrote up the shtar, but the mice, he never gave over the present. So therefore, you're not supposed to return the shtar to the person. That's what we're afraid about. Maybe it was written, but the person never gave it over. So where's the question, according to you, Abaye, v'chinim l'chaleyim, even if the person decided now not to give the present, he did not give over the shtar, but my heve, so what? Well, Amrit, you say, Abaye, Eidim v'chasum zochem loy. So whenever Eidim sign on the shtar, right then, as soon as they sign, right away the shtar takes place, the shibud is chal right then. So by a matono, by a shever, as soon as the Eidim sign on the shtar, right away it should be chal. And if I'm by a get and a shechem sign, you can't say this. Because if there's a locha, it has to be in the sin, you have to give it over to the hand of the isha, or to the eved. But according to the kash rizlo, by a matono, when the Eidim sign on the shtar, according to Abaye, Eidim v'chasum zochem loy, so it's at the signature, it's chal the shibud already. So how could you retract later? So Mara says, no, even according to Abaye, I tell you, Hani mili heicha dekol motel yodei. When do I say the shtar is a good shtar, even though it was written way before it really took place? That's only if eventually the shtar is given over. Like by shtar milva, if eventually the malva lends the money, and the malva receives the shtar. Or by shtar matona, if eventually he gives over the shtar to the mekabel matona. So even though it was written way before, the Eidim have a power to make this chus start from before. But that's only if the shtar eventually ends up in his hands. But over here, where the shtar matona was lost, and we're afraid that maybe the person never gave over the shtar to the person yet, then lo yamrinan, then we do not say Eidim chusum zochem loy. So if in such a case where the shtar was lost, we have to be afraid maybe the shtar never reached his hand, and therefore we do not return it. Rashi says, "Hani mili heichad the motli shtar liyodei, v'afilu liyachas man, zoch leichaisamu liligvas mizman hakosav boy." But only if it gets to him. If it doesn't get to him, then we don't say this. So Gemara asks the question, if so, Ela masnisa now mishnah, tiktoni, that it says, motzei shtari choyiv, if somebody finds a shtar choyiv, just check, im yesh b'machrayis nechosim, if it says in the shtar that the malva has a right to collect from the lekuchos, from the property that was sold already, lo yach, so you don't return it. That's what Rabbi Meir holds. The yakimna, and we said what's pshar now, mishnah, kishachayiv moida, we're talking about that the chayiv is moida, kishachayiv moida, we're talking about that the loiver admits that he borrowed the money, And what's the chash? So why don't we return it to the malva? Well, mishum because we're afraid. Shem because of lilbeis benisin. The love of Tishrei, the whole pshat was because maybe the shtar was written up way before the actual loan took place. Therefore, you'll collect from a shabbatim shleikedin. So, question: what are we afraid about over here? So, vishleim the rabasi diyam avishtari yaknaisa. Vishleim the teretz we said before, according to rabasi, that the only time a shtar written up early is really good, only if the loivis says the favorish or writes in the shtar a shtar aknaisa. He writes clearly that he wants to be makna right now the mechosim. So then we said mukilo bishtori de lo yaknaisa. Then we said pshat. Now Mishnah is what's talking about that in the shtar there's no shtar aknaisa. It wasn't written inside it that the loivis said the favorish be makna my mechosim to you. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe even so, the Sefer made a mistake here and wrote the Shtar earlier. So therefore, we can't return the Shtar because the Marvel will collect from Mishabodim Shleikedin. That's very good. But Ukadamar, like we said before, Eluli Abaya, according to Abaya, the Yoma that Abaya says, Eidav Bechasim Zochen Loi Abaya says, no, even though there's no Shtar or Kenaisa, it's not written the Ferish in the Shtar. You want to be Maki Oyin Echasim right now, even though it's a regular Shtar, still, Abaya says whenever the Eidim sign in it, even before the actual loan takes place, still the Shibud is Chal right now. If so, El Levai Diyom Eidim Chsum Zochaloi. Ma'ik Lameima, what are we afraid about? Why don't we return the Shtar and the Mishnah? Since the Loiv is admitting that this was a good Shtar, even though it has a Shtar Achrayis, even though it's written Achrayis Nechosim in it, what should we be afraid about? Even if the shtar was written earlier than the actual loan took place, but so what? Abaye holds Eidov b'chasum m'zochen loy. So where it says, Omolach Abaye, Abaye answers back, I tell you, Omolach Abaye, Masnis and Hainotayma. You know why our Mishnah holds the Koran to Rabbi Meir. You did not return the shtar that has a Christ Nechosim on it. T'chashin le'piroin le'kenunyah. That we're afraid, Lamaisa, maybe the shtar was already paid up already. Maybe the loiva already paid up the money. If so, if the loiva paid up already, why is the loiva now admitting that the shtar is a good shtar? Like, why is the loiva lying and saying, I didn't pay up yet? Because we're afraid of the kanunya. Kanunya means maybe they're making a game, they're making a trick between the two of them. Like, maybe the malv and the loiva make up between the two of them. Listen, true, I paid you up the money already. True, the shtar is no good. But I'll lie for you, the loiva says, and I'll tell Bezdin that I didn't pay up yet. And I have no money right now. You know what Bezdin will do for you, the Malva? Bezdin will say, well, this shtar you have a right to take away from the Lekuchos. So you go collect the field that I sold to somebody else, and you'll be able to collect it. And now the Leiva and the Malva will share that field in half. That's called the Kanunya. We're afraid that maybe the Malva and the Leiva will make a type of a trick here to get back the Lekuchos, the property that the Leiva sold already. That's what we're afraid about. So therefore, the Mishnah says, according to Rebbe Meir, we do not return such a shtar. That's called the Chashin Leperoyin or the Kanunya. Like Rashi says, the Pronul Kanunya, Shema Pora, maybe really the shtar was paid up already. Or min haloiva noch lefof in the loiva. I behoda komoidi, loiparati, why did the loivis say I didn't pay up yet? Eitzi b'neim, they made this up between the two of them. Shara mois, trickery here. Litra kas lakuchai shalokhu menu, to take away the property that was bought from the loiva. Karkish lebach reis v'chokha b'neim, and I'll divide it between the two of them. So that's probably according to Baya, that's why we do not return the Shtar in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, though, but Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Yom that he holds, Loi Chashin Leperoin Lukanunya, like we'll see the Sugi later on in the next blot, that Shmuel holds, we're not afraid for such a chash, that maybe really the Levi paid off the money. And he's only making a trick right now to say he didn't pay up together with Lekuchos. If we're not afraid like that, Ma'ik Lameima. So how would Shmuel learn Shana Mishnah then? What does Rabbi Meir say? Loi Achar. So how nicho be very good isav lakrabasi? If Shmuel learns lakrabasi that a regular shtar you cannot monain from mishabodim before the loan took place, only when you make a shtar hakano. If so, let the yom of shtar hakano that it's only good if you write in the shtar beferish a shtar hakano. So if so, I tell you mukhi matnisim b'shtar lav hakano. He could say Mishnah is talking about a case of a shtar that's not hakano. That's the way he learns shana Mishnah. So then Shmuel will come out good. But early, so the kabaya. But if Shmuel is going to hold like Abaya's pshat, then no, you don't need a shtar haknor. Stam is a new svar edov. Bechasim mzochen loy diyama that Abaya holds. Maybe Shmuel also holds like this. That edov bechasim mzochen loy. As soon as the edim sign on the shtar, that alone gives us chus. Is so ma'ik lemeima. Like why then in our mishnah would we be afraid? Why don't we return the shtar?
if the laborer is admitting that he didn't pay up yet, and Shmuel says we're not afraid that he's lying. If he says he paid up, for sure he didn't pay up. So, why don't we return the shtar? There's nothing to be afraid about. He has the right to collect from the Shabbatim from the day it was written, because Eidav Chasum Zachaloi. Gemara says, I'll tell you, Shmuel Mukila Masnisin, Kishain Chayiv Moida. Enachnami. Maybe no Shmuel can still agree to the Svar of Eidav Chasum Zachaloi. If so, why don't we return the shtar in the Mishnah? Because he learns from the Mishnah is, Kishain Chayiv Moida. We're talking about now the labor does not admit for the shtar. He says the shtar never took place. He said, I'll never borrow the money in the first place. So that's why we don't return it. Makashi Yochi, if so, that's the pshat. And the question was before, that if the loiver denies the whole shtar, so what about Kiev? There's no achrayis nechosim written in the shtar. How could you return it though? He'll still collect money. Nehi the legavi mishabdi. True, you can't collect from mishabodim, but mi bnei chori magvigavi. But from bnei chori, from free property, from the property the loiver himself has, the mavul will be able to collect. So this was a lost shtar here. So why do we return the shtar to the malva? The laborer is saying that the shtar never took place. I never borrowed the money. So we should be achshash. Maybe talk it through what the laborer is saying. So what does the Mishnah say then? We return the shtar to the malva. So we're into it. I'll tell you. Shmuel l'taymi. Shmuel goes according to his time. The Yomar Shmuel says that Oy Mahoy Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say that shtar choyv shein b'yachreis nechosim. If you have a shtar, you borrowed money, and in the shtar there's no achrayis written inside it. It's a shtar with that achrayis inside it. You know what the locher is? Ein goyve loymim shabdi loymim nechori. You don't collect from neither. It's not a good shtar at all. You can't even collect from the nechori either. That's Shmuel Svar. Like we'll see later on, he holds that's not a good shtar. It lies like a move about hair. A shtar was only a good shtar if inside the shtar, and according to Shmuel, a chelek of the din of a shtar is, it has to be written inside it in the shibu nechosim. If there's no shibu nechosim, we don't have a right to collect from mishabodim, that doesn't have the mile of a shtar, it only lies like a move about hair. So therefore you can't collect from the shtar anyway. So therefore we return it. That's the way Shmuel has found our Mishnah. If there's a shibu nechosim over here, we don't return it, because the laver is not admitting to it. But if there's no shibur in the shtar, then the shtar is no good anyway, therefore we return the shtar. So Murray asked the question, since Shmuel is saying now you don't collect, you can't use such a shtar that doesn't have a shibur written inside it, if so, am I after? For what purpose do we return such a shtar? He can't use it anyway. Why should we return such a shtar? So Murray says, I'll tell you, Amar Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia, lots of Suichusoi Shomalva. So that the malva should be able to hold on to this piece of paper. Let him use it for a bottle cap if he wants it, to close the bottle with. That's the purpose of this piece of paper. But enechnami, the malva can't use it to collect with it, because the shtar that doesn't have a shibu nechosim written inside is not called a good shtar. But I call upon him, the malva has the right to keep it just for a bottle cap. So the question is, so, how do you know which one to return it to? Why are you telling me you're turning it to the malva for? Why don't you return it to the loiva? All right, turn over. Yes, the Gemara's question again was, since you can't collect with this shtar anyway, for what purpose do we return it? So Rabbi Nosson Bar Oshia, lots of rapitz lechusav shamalva. That was Tom, let the malva hold on to the shtar, hold on to the piece of paper. Let him use it just Tom to cover his bottle cap with it. And if not, Mitaka can't collect with it, but lots of rapitz lechusav shamalva. If so, why do we return it to the malva for? Why don't we return it to the loiva? Let the loiva use it.